Why is this happening? Is that a question you've asked recently? Why is this happening to me? Or why is this happening to them? Bad things seem to happen in our lives on a regular basis, if not to us, a family member or a friend, and we watch them or experience walking through a very difficult, dark, challenging valley, and we're left with the question, why? Why is this happening? Does the Bible have anything to say about why this is happening? Does God have a purpose or a plan, even in the midst of this very excruciatingly difficult circumstance? Hello, my name is Paul Hines. I pastor Mumfordville Baptist Church. And each week I prepare a devotion from God's Word. And this week we're in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. We find here that Paul is writing to the church in Thessalonica and giving them some encouragement. They're going through some very difficult times, and some of them are kind of walking away from walking in obedience because they believe Jesus is going to come back at any moment. And so in this letter, Paul is correcting those things, but he's also encouraging them to continue to be faithful in their time of persecution. For the Apostle Paul left this area because he himself and others were being persecuted. And so he left Christians there living in this region who were experiencing very difficult circumstances simply because they're calling upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. 2 Thessalonians 1:3, we ought to thank God always for you, brothers and sisters, and rightly so, since your faith is flourishing and the love of each one of you has for another is increasing. So he says, we ought to be thanking God for you because the faith that you have is growing like a sunflower in the sun. It is turning up and flourishing, and that you, the love that you have for each other, the love that you expel toward one another, it just continues to increase, just continues to grow. Therefore, verse 4, we ourselves boast about you among God's churches, about your perseverance and faith in all the persecutions and in afflictions that you are enduring. It is clear evidence of God's righteous judgment that you will be counted worthy of God's kingdom, for which you also are suffering. Since it is just for God to repay with affliction those who afflict you and to give relief to you who are afflicted along with us, this will take place at the revelation of Jesus Christ from heaven with his powerful angels, when he takes vengeance with flaming fire on those who don't know God and those who don't obey the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. They will pay the penalty of eternal destruction from the Lord's presence and from his glorious strength. So what we find in this section of scripture is that they are experiencing difficulty, and some of it is at the hands of ungodly people. He's reminding them that Jesus is coming back, there is going to be a day of reckoning, and there will be punishment for those who are persecuting, who are putting through difficult affliction, the church of Jesus Christ. But until that day comes, they continue to persevere under persecutions and afflictions. He says, your perseverance and faith in all the persecutions and afflictions. Why are these persecutions and afflictions happening? Why do they happen in our lives? The Apostle Paul is addressing this to the church in Thessalonica because they're walking through a challenging, difficult circumstance. When we look at the life of Jesus, we find that John records an account in chapter 9, in John chapter 9, of the man that was born blind. And the disciples ask, well, why did this happen? Why was he born blind? And Jesus goes on to answer that. And that helps us, I think, answer the question, why did this happen? Why do these kinds of things happen? I think there's three biblical reasons why bad things happen. First, not necessarily in any value order, but first, sin has impacted the world, causing brokenness on every level. From Genesis chapter 3, the whole world, including mankind, has been devastated with the curse of disobedience. We have ways of coping with and sometimes masking the brokenness, but the world around us is still broken. Even those who call on Jesus to be rescued from sin by his death, burial, and resurrection, we ask for forgiveness and repentance, but sin will still creep toward us, toward death. Every day we're groaning because death is coming, at least physical death. That's not to say that someone who is sick is ill because of a specific sin. It may be the consequences of a foolish lifestyle, some bad decisions, the sinful decisions that they made, that they indulged in a lifestyle that was ungodly, and now they're dealing with the consequences of that. Or it's just because we're living in a sin-fallen world that we experience some of the brokenness on our lives, in our lives every day. Jesus explains that it's not because of a specific sin that this man was born blind, but that God can and will use sickness for his glory. God will use the circumstances of difficulty for his glory and ultimately for our good. Problems help us trust in God's sovereign purpose and God's sovereign plan. Romans 8:28, we know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of the Son of God, in order that he might be the firstborn among all creation. So we find here that God is taking all things and using them for his good, even the ugly, difficult circumstances that we endure. So number one, why the bad things happen is sin. Simple answer, sin has caused brokenness on every level. Number two, judgment. God uses sickness as a means of judgment for wrong done toward him. We find in 1 Corinthians 11 that there the church is not observing the Lord's table as he has called them to. And he says, this is why many are sick and ill among you, and many have fallen asleep or have died. The early church became disrespectful in their observance of the Lord's Supper, which celebrates the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. And as a result, they're experiencing sickness and death. We find that King Herod had put himself in the place of God, and God punished him with sickness and death. Now, the sin of homosexuality receives the appropriate penalty for their error by God. They will experience difficulty and hardship and frustration because they're living outside of God's plan. It's found in Romans 1:27. So sometimes this happens because God is bringing punishment. Number three, Satan is constantly attacking and seeking to destroy God's creation. We find that in Job chapter 1, that he came before God and asked for permission to test Job. But we find that the enemy was seeking to prove that the only reason that he loved God or respected God was because he had stuff. And so God allowed him to take his stuff away. And what we find is that Job still praised God, but yet Satan had the ability to bring about a lot of serious difficulties in Job's life. We may never fully understand why God allows trials to happen, but we realize that they teach us to fully rely on God as our source of refuge, because God works through brokenness. In the broken, difficult circumstances that we endure, God uses these problems to mature our faith. If we trust in him and rely on him, we'll grow to be more like Jesus, even in the persecutions and the difficulties, the afflictions that the church in Thessalonica was experiencing. In James chapter 1, 2 through 4, James 1, verse 2, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of any kind, consider it nothing but joy, because you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its full effect so that you may be mature and complete, lacking nothing. So why? Well, there are multiple reasons of why we experience persecution and difficulties. But as we sort through them, the source of the answer is not found in us or a diagnosis, but it's found in God. So let me encourage you to seek him through his Son, Jesus Christ, that you might find the courage to endure during difficulty, and that you might point others who are walking through difficult times to the God who has answers. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you are bigger than our problems. You are the God of the universe, creator and sustainer of all things. It is a tremendous privilege to be able to call upon your name. Father, we thank you that through your Son, Jesus Christ, we can be forgiven of our mistakes. We can be forgiven of sin. And in repentance, we turn to you and find forgiveness and reconciliation. May we all find ourselves doing that today. And as we seek your face, Father, may you draw yourself near to us that we might walk faithfully through the challenges that we face in this life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I hope this devotion finds you walking with Jesus, even in the difficulties. If there's any way I or Mumfordville Baptist Church can help you in that journey, please reach out to us. You can find information about us on our website at mumfordvillebaptist.org. I hope you have a great week. God bless.